And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. A bright sunny morning in Rosehaven, Long Island, finds Mary Noble busy in her garden, kneeling on a pad and gently crumbling the earth around a bed of sturdy seedlings. She doesn't notice that Larry has come out through the French doors, crossed the terrace, and now stands hands deep in his pockets watching her. For several seconds he doesn't speak. And then...
Oh, Larry Noble, you nearly scared me to death.
Why?
I didn't know you were standing there, not till I turned around and saw you. Why didn't you say something when you came out?
I didn't know I was supposed to go around announcing my presence everywhere. Next thing, you'll suggest I wear a bell.
I certainly will, if you come sneaking out like that again and scare the witch out of me.
Maybe it's your conscience giving you a jab.
My conscience?
Uh-huh.
What made you say that, Larry?
Oh, just an idea. Call it a shot in the dark.
Well, let me tell you that it missed its aim badly.
Well, that's fine. What are you doing there?
Oh, eating the petunias. I'm going to transplant them this afternoon if it stays nice. I think they're big enough.
Oh, then I take it you'll be home.
Larry, of course I'll be home. What in the world is the matter with you this morning?
Nothing. But you needn't take it so big. You do go away occasionally, you know.
Well, of course I do. Why not?
No reason at all, Mary. I only asked because I wanted to know whether you'd be here or visiting some of your friends.
I'll be right here, darling. I promise not to leave the grounds. Is that what you want me to say?
Oh, it's up to you. I don't want to dictate to you in any way.
Oh, I'm sure you don't, Larry. But I can't understand why you should be so cross on such a perfect morning. Don't you feel well?
I feel fine.
Oh, then you must be hungry. Didn't you have breakfast?
Yes, I had breakfast. There's nothing wrong with me. I don't suppose you care how badly both you and Tom Bryson behaved toward Claudia Vincent last night.
I don't think we behave badly at all.
Well, I do. She's very sensitive. And the way Tom Bryson kept needling her was inexcusable. Just because she's in a tough spot and doesn't have anyone to turn to is no reason why she ought to be badgered by everyone who hasn't anything better to do.
Oh, now, Larry, you're exaggerating. Nobody was rude to Claudia last night when we all went out together after the theater.
I disagree.
Why, it's not like you to take Tom Bryson's kidding so seriously. You know how he is. He didn't mean anything at all.
Tom can get too smart for his own good every once in a while.
But what did he say that you objected to so much?
It was his general tone. So superior, so condescending.
Oh, that's not true, Larry.
Of course it's true. I could tell by the way he looked at Claudia and then at me. As though he had some deep inner information. I suppose you filled him in on everything you could say about Claudia.
I told him how we met her.
And about that mess at Rupert Barlow's house?
Yes. I told him that she fired two shots at Rupert and that I pulled her off balance so that she missed.
Oh, well, that's just fine, Mary. You wanted him to believe, I suppose, that Claudia deliberately tried to kill Rupert.
I didn't say that, Larry. But it seems to me when a person carries a loaded gun, it's usually not just an ornament.
If I had to deal with Rupert, I might do the same thing.
You're convinced that Claudia Vincent has been robbed by Rupert Barlow, and that she deserves our help, so she can find some way out of her present trouble. Isn't that true?
I had thought that she might be comfortable here. It seems to me little enough to ask. But I realize now that you're dead set against her, and that in one way or another you'll make her so uncomfortable that she'll have to leave our house.
Larry Noble, that isn't true. I've told you over and over that I'll do anything you say. If you want Claudia to stay here, even though you know as well as I do that it's going to infuriate Rupert Barlow, then it's up to you.
And just why has Rupert taken on this tremendous importance? Why must we toady to his self-centered whims?
There's no question of that, Larry. But I don't think it's very wise to antagonize Rupert just now, when he holds our whole life savings in his hands.
Oh, I see. So that's it. Now we're getting back to the fact that I was a fool to try and make a deal with Rupert. Even though I did it so that you and Larry Jr. could go to Bermuda.
Larry, please, I didn't say anything of the kind. Won't you try to be reasonable? I know why you tried to get Rupert's help for that trip, and I love you for it, darling. But wouldn't it be wiser just to try to be on amiable terms with him? At least until this is all settled?
It seems to me you've taken over that department, Mary.
What do you mean?
Didn't you rush right over there to his place the other afternoon?
Yes. Is that so terrible?
It all depends on your point of view. Rupert Barlow doesn't have the most savory reputation with women, you know. You've already been mixed up in enough scandal and gossip where he's concerned. I don't see why you want to get yourself involved anymore.
I had a reason for going there, Larry.
Oh, I'm sure you did. The question is whether it was a sound reason in view of the existing gossip.
If it comes to that, you haven't done too badly since Claudia Vincent moved here to visit us. You've managed to get our next-door neighbor, Florence Baker, into another of her waves of storytelling. Just when we were beginning to patch things up.
Florence is a fool. She's a born troublemaker, and you know it.
She can probably hear you across the hedge, Larry.
I don't give a hang if she does hear me. I'm not concerned with Florence Baker. And I wish you wouldn't change the subject. I was talking about Rupert Barlow.
Who suggested that you call Rupert's house to see if I was there? Whose bright idea was that? Claudius?
What? Well, certainly not. I just began to be worried. I wanted to make sure you were safe.
What made you think I'd be at Rupert's?
Does it matter? You did go there.
Yes, I went there. I wanted to talk to him about our securities, about the deed to the house, and your insurance. I wanted to know how we stood.
And what did you find out?
Rupert Barlow will give me back all our papers any time I ask him to. He made it clear that he personally would pay any financial loss that would result from backing out of this deal now. And he'll be glad to give us back everything you turned over to him.
Oh, how generous. How self-sacrificing. He'll give us back our securities, will he? Because you went to him and pleaded for mercy? Is that it? He wouldn't mind involving me in one of his shady deals and squeezing every penny out of me. But when you turn to him and smile, or perhaps there were tears in your eyes, then he wants to return it all. Indicating, of course, that he's sorry you're married to such a weak, stupid man who sends you out to try to get back the securities for his disastrous investments. Well, let me tell you right here and now, Mary, that I don't intend to have anything to...
Good morning, everybody. Oh, isn't it a glorious day?
Good morning.
I simply couldn't stay in bed a minute longer.
Hello, Claudia.
Oh, and there you are again, busy in your flower garden. What a lovely picture you make, my dear. Your face flushed from the exertion.
Did you speak to Phoebe about breakfast, Claudia?
Well, bless you, my dear. I don't need a thing. I just came straight out here, just to be in that sun. I don't want you to go to any bother for me. Or perhaps just a cup of coffee and some fruit juice. That's all I want.
I'll get it for you, Claudia, if you'd like to have it out here.
Oh, that'll be lovely, dear. Larry?
Huh?
Is something wrong?
Wrong? No. Why?
Just the way Mary looked. Did I interrupt an important conversation?
No, it's nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, I heard you two talking out here, and I thought you were just enjoying yourselves. I do hope I haven't been a nuisance.
Forget it. I tell you, it's nothing.
Well, I do so want to be a good guest, Larry, because I truly appreciate what you've done for me. You'll never know how badly I needed a friend at the time that I met you. I can't get over it, Larry. It always makes me cry when I think about it.
Oh, please don't cry now, Claudia. For goodness sake, everything's quite all right. And we're delighted to have you with us.
How charmingly you say that, Larry. And how untrue I know that it is. You see, I'm not entirely blind. Mary hates having me here. She won't be happy until the day I pack up and leave for good.
Larry starts to protest, but Claudia just smiles at him and looks quickly away. But it appears that a storm is brewing unless something is done about the present situation. So be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.